We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Erevin, Siman Shin Pei Dalet, bottom of page 506. The siman is Ein Yehudi Achsanoi, a non-Jewish guest, in Ma'akiv, if it's Ma'akiv in the Erev. But we see from these two paragraphs. So the Chabbos says, Ein Yehudi Anechlas L'Shem Achsanois, a non-Jew that enters for the purposes of being a Achsanoi. Im Nechnes Shalibashos, if he entered without permission, Ein Ois La'ilim, he never makes it a bit. Nichnas, as we continue to the operation of Dal Bishos, if he enter with permission, Imuragalava, if he's accustomed to come, he had to make something right away. In the Ragal, if he's not accustomed, in the Isa doesn't make it a bit of Lakish Lashmayim until after 30 days. Says Mishbrusiv Cotton House. Non Jew that enters the Lashim Maximus, which Slim would have been to say, Shalinich and Shalom, he's not entering over the Lakhvashim Dirasai to establish his residence. In Lafisha, temporarily, it's Axon Jump, just to stay, to be a guest. So if he's entering Shleibishus without permission, Lav Davka, it's not precise. Not that Shleibishus, that he's coming without permission, but he didn't get permission. It's not like Antoi, it's just that he didn't get permission. So then it never makes it a bit. But if Sivkan Gimel Nichnas Bishus, he entered with permission, that it was lent out to him or rented out to him a distinct room to stay over there. Because Magram wrote, the Akum Shishli Khleb Labayas, a non Jew who has a debt outstanding on the house. And he's entering without permission because of his debt. Mikri Bishus, debt's cool with permission. But Isa never makes it forbidden. Which the Sharad seen in Is Aleph, and it says Lav Davka Shleb Bishus, just he didn't enter with Bishus, because even if he enters Stama, as long as they didn't borrow rent from him the place, that he can't remove him whenever he wants to. It doesn't make it forbidden, like we wrote later on. In the Sharatin Leis Gimel, that this is called Bershus, if he has a chayiv, and he enters, that is, that if he enters to live over there permanently because of his debt, then he makes it forbidden right away, because he doesn't have a name of Achsanoi. And if he's coming just to stay as a guest because of his debt, then it would depend on 30 days. But says the Mr. Ruby, yes, but Kilim is a similar lean regarding such a case that it's because of his debt. So he's caught in doubt. So he says, but if he enters with Rishus, if he's Ragalava, if he's accustomed to come, then he makes it forbidden right away. I know that it's a Ragalava, he always comes and stays over there, but there's a Chash of Kakabua, through that, it's considered as has a permanence. But so let's give him a Rishus, and he has to rent from him his Rishus. So if cotton, hey, if he's not Ragal, he doesn't make forbidden adlach shleishim until after 30 days. Because the adzman says choshek right there. Up until that time, he's considered like a guest. Very nice. Doesn't make it forbidden. Gomayle, like we said previously, we say mishut ayin. By in shom, look within. Mashem kisav to be alocha, but I wrote within to be alocha.
Sim beis says the mechaba anshe chel amelach, the men of the army of the king. Shenichnasu bebati yehudim. They go into the Jewish homes. Bein bechazka, whether forcibly, bein merasim, whether willingly. And mishal balibatim boisim mukaymes. Shenichnasu any yehudim. If the homeowners in those places where the non-Jews enter have kalim, vessels, sha'asal, tafim, shabbos, are not allowed to be moved on shabbos, they don't make a forbidden on them. This is Mishmur Siv Katan Vav. So you have the soldiers that entered the Jewish homes, Bein Mechazka, whether forcibly. The commentaries ask, the Basif Al Mavur, in the previous paragraph, we explained the Shalei B'Shoz, when they come in without permission, Ein Ois HaKol, they don't make a forbidden at all. So but to the end, to the Ma'iri, it's so much Shemesach Sinim Al Pi Dinu De Machusa, that they're taking them as guests, is based on the law of the government. Commissioner, like the custom is, when the soldiers come to the city, the captains, the generals, the officers make places for the soldiers in the homes of the city. He brings this from Chayodim, the source from Morgan Brum, and even though Morgan Brum writes it from Rashba, doesn't sound like this, the Rabbi already writes that it's not a hechach. The Rashba is talking about where they enter the Jewish homes without permission of their superior officers, but if it is, so then that's what we're talking about. Regarding this, says the Mishnah, even if the homeowner, the host, is not willing, they still make it forbidden. Now, pocket yes, because the general has permission from the government. It's like as if he's coming with permission, which Sharatina Rizvav says. If not for that, the governor of the city that acquires from him Rishos, he has permission to take out the generals from his house, then they don't make it forbidden according to everyone, says the Pesach Tshuva. Which the Dishra 8 actually brings, it depends on the Chaznish, that even if the governor of the city cannot take out the soldiers from the house. However, if they rent the rishus from the governor, they don't make a forbidden. And even though at a time when the soldier in the house, the governor does not have permission in that chatzar, so it's considered like a sacher that was removed from his schirus, which explained Mishmur and Shempe Beis, that still the schirus is not bottom. Says the Mishnah further, Mimashana pocket Michik Shinas Namach. Now let's say the general switches from the laws that the king has given. The way Sabuchaskan he does it forcibly, had a kasharak, and then he's like a regular non-Jew, and I said, and does not make forbidden. But Sib Mishkan is Yaakov Simkovi Beis Khilugl Gamra Psak Machab. He totally disagrees on the ruling of the Machaber, but the idea is the opinion is the Gabriel Chab regarding soldiers. Tom and Bashus Bayam Kama, they're always considered in the domain of the owner, Shmona Love, and the owner's name is on it. Machal Gavni Ain Isa, in all cases the soldiers don't make it forbidden. Sivkat and Zayn. So the Mechaber said, if the Balabatim, those places that the non-Jews go into, have Kalim Shas L'Tatlam, vessels that cannot be moved, says Mishbru Ayin B'Aloch and Masla Kalim, then Sivkat and Chas, then in Oysim Mechul, then they don't make it forbidden on them. Because the Suhavli Hayakim, it's like, because now that non-Jew is like the Jewish owner, Rekha Yirech L'Fishar, just like a temporary guest. Because like we said previously, B'Sim Mishan Ayin, Siv Beis, doesn't make a forbidden Siv Kontes Aleim on them. Avalim Ein L'Tvisa, yeah, but if it doesn't have any holdings, in the apartment, oyster, then the non-Jew would make a forbidden. I'm sure Yisum Shlishmim stays more than 30 days. He may ruggle if he's not normally there. Canal, like we had mentioned previously. Bi'alacham, the Rimaschel, ina oyster, adlachar Shlishmim. Said if it's someone that doesn't usually come, doesn't make a forbidden until he's here for 30 days, just like by a Jewish guest, as we said previously in Simon Shinayim. Here's Toma, just like over there, that he borrows or he rents from him a place to stay, where, because if he's just a guest without borrowing or renting, for sure it doesn't make it forbidden forever. And the fact that he can remove men any time that he wants, so as we wrote the end of Shemin Shinai and the Shar Tzid. Now the Chayim ask, previously in the beginning of Shinpei Beis, it's brought there in the Ramah, that Yisrael Shehisko Hishal Beis La'akim, of a Jew rents or lends his house to a non-Jew, does not make it forbidden on him, because he's not lending it to him with the intention of him making it forbidden for him. So that we're lenient regarding a non-Jew, we say that he wouldn't lend it for that purpose, even though it was a full-fledged rental or a lending out. And for sure over here, by when he's achsanoi. So the Chemin Moshe answers that here is Toma where the homeowner is not in his house. We can't say that he didn't lend it to him with the intention that that it should make it forbidden, which this answer is actually contradicted from the Tshuvas Ramban, which is Mirchesel Rashba, look within the beginning of the Tshuva. Which tradition number 3 brings that there is told by a king that sent soldiers to a city to protect it, and the soldiers went into the houses of the residents, some of them willingly, some of them, because some wanted to find favor in their eyes, some of them forcibly. The Rashba writes that since the homeowner has holdings in those homes, it doesn't make it forbidden. That's the source of Psaka the Shulchan Aruch Beis. That sounds like it's talking the case that the residents are in their homes, and even so, they still needed that to have holdings in the rooms of the soldiers. B'alacha continues, Shulchan Aruch Rav answers that we're not lenient regarding non-Jews only when the lending or the rental was for a long period of time. Then there's no logic that it should make it forbidden on them the time, such a long time as chatzar because of the non-Jew, which is not the case over here, which is only a guest for a month or a little bit more. Regarding that, we're not lenient regarding a non-Jew more than a Jewish guest. But the opinion of Vilna Goyen and Shinpei Beis is that we're not lenient at all by a non-Jew more than the Yisrael. And this is we're lenient in Shinpei Beis is not because the renter is a non-Jew, because even if the renter was a Jew, he also wouldn't make it forbidden because there's Tuma where there was permission for the renter to remove him the landlord, to remove him whenever he wanted to. And in such a case, also by a Jewish renter would not make it forbidden, that we wrote previously that when you could remove him, he cannot make it forbidden on him forever, that because that's like a general guest temporarily. The way the men Mefarshim write the reason regarding Malamed or a Sefer in Shinayin Sef Gimel that it doesn't make it forbidden on him. However, the words of Bnei Goyin also are only coming to answer the words of Shulchan Aruch that they don't contradict each other. But the words of Rashba itself, it's still not answered with this because he gives another reason in Avodah Zakeidish, because it's something that's not common that a Jew should rent out or lend out his house to a non-Jew, and the Chum not Geizer regarding such a case because it's not common. According to this reasoning, even when they cannot remove him, it should be permitted. And here, he says to himself regarding our topic that it's forbidden. Additionally, that you could answer, based on what the Eli Rabbi writes in his first Teretz, look over there, that the halacha in Shin Pei Bei is davka, when you combine the second reason that's mentioned in the Beis HaKodesh, like we mentioned, where the Beis HaKodesh writes regarding Malam HaSeifer, that his heter is because he wouldn't lend it to him with the intention of him making forbidden, in combination with another reason. And this that is not leaning our topic regarding Achsanoi Va'akum, because over here it's not really shaykh so much the second reason, because for sure it is common that a non-Jew will stay as a guest in the house of a Jew. And because of the first reason itself, that he won't lend it to him with the intention of making him forbidden, that would not lean it. And therefore, therefore automatically, that answers the words of the Rashba, that regarding our topic, that it shouldn't contradict his words in the Beit HaKodesh, like we said, and according to this, the halacha in Shin Pei Bei is talking about even when you cannot remove him. However, Ladina says, Be'alacha Tzarech In, if you can lean in and you cannot remove him, since from the words of the Rambam, it's obvious that he doesn't hold to this halacha the way we wrote in Shin Pei Bei Zabal, in the Shartzi, in the name of the Sefer Beis Meir. The Vimaskal Kalim, which he referenced in Sivkon Zayim, Farshim asked from Simon Shin Pei Bei Sif Yud Chesed, there you see that as long as he has permission to put a vessel, that's even enough itself. So the Eli Rabbah writes, over there it's different because through that he's like Schir Likita, like a worker, which is not the case over here where he's the Balabais. And to make the non-Jew into like a guest, you need Dafka that it should have actual Kalim that are forbidden to be moved. Like we said previously in Shinayin Sev Beis, and that's what Chayyot agrees, and Shulchan Aruch Rav quotes like the Shulchan Aruch. However, from the Maggid Rambam, it sounds like that he's inclined to be lean regarding this, regarding what he writes. Vim yesh li yisol rishus. That's the Chayyot understands his words. However, according to this, Maggid Rambam should have disagreed on the Shulchan Aruch, not to stam write what he says. So there it seems, according to my humble understanding, that the words of Maggid Rambam is going only what was said before, when he comes in forcibly. That he brings first a riot from the Rashba that the soldiers of the king are equal to other non-Jews, which are called shalibishos, and then it comes out that even if we're going to be stringent regarding this, at least when the Yisrael has rishos to put kalim in their rooms, even vessels that are permitted to be moved, not to be machmir regarding this more than what's brought in Shin Pei Bei Sif Yud Ches, that kapon when it's not, it doesn't have full rishos. However, even if the Magen Ram was not intending to be lean regarding this, in practice one has to be in doubt, because since the Maimon Matzah writes to be lean regarding this, and so the Prima Gadol remains regarding this with Tzarchin, and also the Beis Meir differentiates regarding this certain chilukim, look over there, there's a case possible that one could be leaning at least b'shas tzchak in the pressing situation. Dishu number 10 brings from the Chazon Ish not to be leaning when the Baal Bais has rishus to put over their objects, because this rishus does not give a significance to the Baal Bais like Skir Likita of the soldiers of the king, which are like a partner with the soldiers. And brought in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Bei Sifta as well, that's such a case, you have to rent from the non-Jew and make a with the Yisrael. What he means to say is that only if he's mekabel from the Nachri Shus to put over the objects in his residence, does it become like Schir Likita that's secondary to the deal with Nachri. But over here, he didn't receive permission from the soldiers to put objects, it's just from the powers that be that he's the that it's his house, it remains with him rights to put over the objects, that doesn't make him like Schir Likita that's bottled to the deal with Nachri. Rather, he's like a partner with the Nachri in his residence, since both of them have the ability to utilize this house together. But if he has objects in the house that he cannot be moved, so it's effective from like Tfisa Yadav, like holding is from that power, so then the renter is considered like a guest. And the way that the Baal Bais has a holding, the Chazon Ish writes that they don't make it forbidden, even if the Baal Bais is not living over there, only in the Chatzar, and if the city is made with a proper heir, then you can permit even if the Baal Bais is in another Chatzar. Now, if the house was rented and the Skiris was not nullified through this, that the soldier of the king entered, the Chazon Ish writes that the renter is called the Baal Bais. And therefore, then it's affected the holding. It's a v'seicher of the renter. The Ramask Enoiz Malayim, the Mechabrat said, if the Baal Bais has Kalim, then the soldiers don't make it forbidden on them. But without holdings, they make it forbidden. Now, Dafka, when they cannot remove them. But if they can remove them, then in all situations, they will make it forbidden on them. That's when the Biagra. Some of the Dirshus. Issue number 2. Even if the non-Jew has his own room that opens to the chatzar, and the Baal Bais doesn't have holdings in that room, and is also not joined with him at all in his utility, Chazon Ish writes that it does not make it forbidden. He's allowed to carry out from the chatzar to his house. So if the non-Jew lives in the chatzar by itself, so then he's a guest to the members of the mavli. And you're allowed to carry out from the house of the Israelim to the Mavli. Because like we said, up until a certain amount, he's considered like an Eirich, and doesn't make it a bin. Dish number 4, Be'alach had brought that if the landlord had permission to remove him, if he wanted to, Sharatin and Shin Pei Beisav Karen Vav agrees with the halacha with the Gra, and that's how he writes in the Bialach and Shin Ayin, like the Pinchas Goy. Pinchas Nish, that even if you can remove him at all times, they still make it forbidden, and not to permit, only if they're joined together with baking and cooking, then they're secondary to the Baal Bais, and they're like his guests. And with the added a reason that he doesn't lend out his house to make it forbidden on him, and that's how he's inclined to halacha, Chubas Mechas Yitzchak, Shem Zaman Paskins, to be Machma like this, like a Tchila. Dish number 5, regarding the soldiers of the king, why they make it forbidden, Tzad Shabbos explains the Maimon Matcha that since the soldiers go into homes without the intent of the owners, you can't say that he didn't lend his house with the intention that they shouldn't make forbidden them. Now Shalom answers that since they're afraid of the soldiers, it's clear that he would lend or rent it to them even if they would for sure make it forbidden on them. According to the Be'alach writes in the Meshach Nacharav, and also according to the Goyin, this is also answered. Here's number 6. If the soldiers only sleep in the homes, but they don't eat over there, Chaznish is not sure if they make it forbidden. Even though Shulchan Aruch and Shinai Sefei Paskin that the Mokam Achila Zikr, it's possible that since the soldiers would prefer that they would bring their bread to the homes, they're considered like as if the homes are the Mokam Achila. Dish number 7. Chaznish writes the name of the Vilna Goyim based on Yerushalmi, that even when the non-Jew enters forcibly, not based on Dina Machusa, if he has the power to remove the owners from their residence, he's considered as the owners and he makes it forbidden. And if he cannot remove the owners, then he does not make it forbidden, even if he enters based on the law of the government. And once in Mishbura, why he doesn't bring the pinyon on the Goyim. He also writes over there that the Baal Bais lives with the non-Jew in that room. In all cases, the non-Jew does not make it forbidden. He writes, according to this, it says in Yerushalmi that if you remove the Baal Bais, makes it forbidden. It's talking about when the Nachri is living there by himself, and that's the case. It's obvious that if he cannot remove the Baal Bais, it doesn't make it forbidden, even if the Baal Bais is living in the Chatzah by himself. But it remains with a Tzarchin on this. Dish number 8, Pinchas Nish. Yeah, so this. Dish number 9. Chaba said that at the end of Sibbez, if he has Caleb that it cannot be moved, the soldiers don't make a forbidden on them. Now, from the words of Shulchan Aruch over here, which is sourced from Chuvas Rashba, that's effective holdings of the Baal Bais in places where the soldiers go in, even if there are other Jews in the Chatzar. Chaznesh asks on the Pindar Amma and Shin Ayin Sev Beis that Paskin that the holdings of the landlord in the house of the renter is not effective only when there are no additional residents in the Chatzar besides those this guy who has holdings. When there are other residents and also the renters make it forbidden one or the other, he writes the halacha one could be lenient that the residents don't make it forbidden on the people of the Chatzar, because they're considered as full-fledged archim. But the Chaznish writes, is that after the Baal Bais lives with them in the Chatzar or in the area that's surrounded with Mechit, the kosher Mechit, if it doesn't live with them, then the residents are not considered like his guests, and then they would make it forbidden one or the other.